Our epistle for this 24th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Brethren, we have been praying for you unceasingly, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. May you walk worthy of God and please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be completely strengthened through His glorious power unto perfect patience and long-suffering, joyfully rendering thanks to God the Father, who has made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, the remission of sins. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 15 to 35. At that time, Jesus said to His disciples, "When you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything from his house. And let him who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are with child, or who have infants at the breast in those days. But pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor will be. And unless those days had been shortened, no living creature would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone say to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' do not go forth. 'Behold, he is in the inner chamber,' do not believe it. For as lightning comes forth in the east and shines even to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles also be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then will all the tribes on earth mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And he will send forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound. And they will gather the elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree learn this parable. When its branch is now tender and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to thee, this generation will not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the
end. From the fig tree, learn this parable. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, Christ starts off today's gospel with, "When you see, let him who reads understand." Holy Mother of the Church gives this to us at the very last Sunday of the liturgical year, every year. Holy Mother of the Church is making us examine ourselves. examine the world that we live in. In other words, Holy Mother of the Church, at the end and the beginning of every year, says, wake up! Pay attention to the world that you live in, the reality, objectively, and then subjectively, who you are in this world. If you don't, you're going to be a casualty. You will hear of wars and rumors of war. Do we hear of those things? What type of a world do we live in? Let's take a look at the situation in the church today, or the situation in religion today. We have an ideology of pick a religion, any religion, whatever religion you want. And it's not about a pursuit of the truth. It's about a pursuit of a whim and a want. If it doesn't fit the way you want to live, then it's not the religion for you. You pick whatever you want. And as we know, Holy Mother of the Church has condemned this in the past. Holy Popes, false ecumenism, religious indifferentism, interfaith, condemned. From Pope St. Pius X, Benedict XV, Pope Pius XI, Pope Pius IX, Pope Pius XII as the latest good pope. We have people who are supposed to be pointing to Christ, and they're not pointing to Christ. They're pointing to their own idea of Christ. Trying to make him fit in other places. This is the reality, objectively, of the world that we live in. Where our concerns the faith. We live where so many different denominations of Christians, and what we have to do is just do a little research to see where their foundation is, to know whether or not they hold the truth. Take a look at Scripture, and if the Scripture can't totally collaborate with that form of belief, the form of belief is wrong. For Scripture is the Word of God. But make sure it's not a scripture that someone has made up so it fits what they need it to fit into, which they do today. Make sure it has its source. We won't even talk about politics. But what about something they have made political, which is absolutely moral? And which yesterday, who can say how many in this city of those unborn innocents were murdered? This is the world that we live in. Oh, we can bury it away and we can pretend that it doesn't exist, but it does. Not to mention the whole other litany of immorality that's out there. Reminds me of what my mom used to say. She used to tell us when we were being naughty, and she was correcting us. She'd say, wake up and die right. And it's true, we need to wake up if we are going to die right in God's grace. We have to realize the world that we live in. But not just realize the world we live in and say, tisk, tisk, what a horrible place, and that's good enough. No. We have to be proactive. We have to do something. Christ tells us, you are the light of the world. Let it shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. How about the parable of the talents? To some he gives five, to some he gives two, to one he gives one. And they're meant to go out and do something with those talents. And the one that goes and hides it, he calls a wicked servant. To those that go and make good use of the grace given to them, he says, well done, good and faithful servant. So subjectively, we have to take a look. Because we are placed in this time, not by happenstance, but by divine providence, in the world that we view, to do something. To live our faith. To do good. To avoid evil. To become a saint. Either we realize that, or we don't. If we don't, then we're playing games with God. And remember what it says in Scripture. Be not fooled. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, he will reap. If we go around sowing discord and discontent, and we add to the kerfuffle of the mess of the world, then we're no better. We're just a victim. And we're making other people victims of the devil's game. But if we go out and we strive to let that light shine before men, to share that gift of God's grace and his love that we have, not received because we deserve, but received on account of his love, and we show our gratitude to the good Lord by sharing that love, which can be defined only by the word charity, now we're living our faith. Now we're doing something. Unless we are willing to deny ourselves, that means we take away, we root out, we destroy, abandon all selfishness. It is only then that we can promote Christ. The prideful are unable to promote Christ. It is only the humble. And of course, as we close down the liturgical year and we start up, close down this liturgical year and start up the new liturgical year, that lesson is promoted to us as we start preparing for that great feast of Christmas, and we see that Christ, as St. Paul says, who being God, did not see it something to be clung to, but humbled himself. And we have to follow his example. We have to let go of hatred, let go of contentions, let go of those things, which if we hold on to, diminishes or does away with our connection with the divine. We have to be instruments of his peace, of his goodness, of his grace, of his love. But the choice is the individual. No one can force the individual to do that. But if you're going to do it, you have to do it his way, not your way. If you try to do it your way, you lose. It doesn't happen. No matter how many people you get to agree with you with, or how many people like what you do or don't like what you do, or how loud you say it, it doesn't matter. You're either with me, Christ says, or you are against me. And we need to be with Christ, not just for our sake, but for the sake of others, who when they see us will get hope and have hope in this great time. This great time of need, but also a great time of sanctity. Did you not know that the greatest saints came out of great times? Great times of trial. Great attacks upon the faith. But no greater time has ever come upon the face of the earth as this time. This time of great technology. Great innovation. Great debasement and great sin. We have an opportunity to be the greatest saints. And there's really only one way to do it. Finding Christ and following him and promoting him. We have been praying for you, St. Paul says. asking that you may be filled with knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. May you walk worthily of God and please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be completely strengthened through His glorious power unto perfect patience and long-suffering, joyfully rendering thanks to God, the Father, who has made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. Look at what we have and the opportunity we have and be grateful. And show forth your gratitude by making good use of the gifts given. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, the remission of sins. Let him who reads understand. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.